Officials in Ukraine say Russian drones struck the black city of Mykolaiv, setting a hotel ablaze and damaging energy infrastructure, while ammunition shortages continue to hobble Kyiv's troops in the more than two-year-old war. The governor of Ukraine's southern Mykolaiv province said there were no casualties in the attack. Early on Sunday, Ukraine's army chief also warned of a worsening situation as his forces wait for much-needed arms from a huge U.S. aid package to reach the front lines. He said the Ukrainian forces had retreated along three sections of the front line in the eastern Donetsk region and that Russian troops continue to attack. A senior Qatari official has urged both Israel and Hamas to show more commitment and more seriousness in ceasefire negotiations. We hear now from the AP's Karen Chamas.
In interviews with Israeli media, Qatar's foreign ministry spokesperson Majed Al-Ansari expressed disappointment in both Israel and Hamas for still not reaching a new deal. He said each side is making decisions based on political interests and not with the good of civilians in mind. Qatar, which hosts Hamas headquarters in Doha, has been a key intermediary between the two. There's growing international pressure for Hamas and Israel to reach a ceasefire deal and avert an Israeli attack on Rafah. Speaking at the World Economic Forum in Riyadh, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas warned against the proposed Israeli attack on the city in southern Gaza. I'm Karen Chamas.
Pope Francis, speaking to thousands of people gathered in St. Mark's Square in Venice, he was saying he was thinking about the struggles facing the people of Haiti.
Penso ad Haiti.
He also hoped that the country's new presidential transition council would be able to help Haiti obtain the peace and stability it so badly needs. For additional stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. South Africa has marked more than 30 years since the end of apartheid with a ceremony in its capital. At the ceremony, South Africa's